am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. In today's episode, we want to play the role of the Mythbuster. If you remember the TV show, The Mythbusters, these two experts would take tall tales, urban legends, and myths, and they would apply science to them to try and prove their validity. A myth is either proven, it's either probable, possible, improbable, or busted. So today I want to talk about these myths relating to lawn care and then state a fact to prove or disprove the validity of the myth. Myth number one. If I cut my grass shorter, it means I won't have to mow as often. The fact is, mowing your grass too short or scalping your grass stresses the grass, making it more susceptible to weeds, disease, and drought. It's better to follow the one-third rule, whether you live in a warm season grass state or a cold season grass state. It's best to follow this simple rule. Never cut more than a third of the blade at a time. So myth number one, factually, is busted. Because if you mow your grass short, the weeds are still going to grow. Longer grass is healthier grass. It chokes out weeds, has a better root system. So, myth one, busted. Myth number two, watering your lawn every day is necessary. The fact is that frequent shallow watering encourages shallow roots. It's better to water deeply and less frequently, allowing the soil to dry between waterings, because it will promote deep, healthy roots. Myth number two is busted. Now, these are things that I've heard in the 16 years that I've been in business. And it has taken me quite some time to get all of my customers on board with the facts. So myth number three, the more fertilizer you use, the healthier your lawn will be. Myth number three is busted. The fact is, over-fertilizing can lead to chemical and nutrient imbalances, can lead to excessive growth. I had a lady one time, when I first started her property, mowing and servicing her property. It seemed like every other week when I would go and mow, and I mowed it weekly, but every other week there would be a sign from a treatment company in the yard. And her grass would grow so fast, you could not keep it maintained. In a week's time, it would grow out of control. You would have to triple cut almost every week you were there. I finally convinced her you don't need that much fertilizer. And she has backed it way down. I think now they come in the spring and in the fall. But her yard is manageable. So by experience, I bust myth number 3. More is not better. Myth number 4. Grass clippings cost thatch. The fact is, grass clippings is mostly water and it breaks down very quickly. And when it breaks down, it returns valuable nutrients to the soil. Thatch is primarily composed of root and stem material that doesn't decompose quickly. So myth number 4 is busted. Myth number 5. You can ignore the soil and focus only on the grass. People want a nice, thick, full, lush, green yard. But it doesn't happen from the ground level up. It starts below the surface. A root system. Healthy soil is the foundation for a healthy lawn. That's why I recommend aeration and compost. They are essential for long-term lawn health. Myth number 5, busted. Myth number 6, all weeds are bad weeds. While it is true that weeds can be problematic, there are some weeds that might not harm your lawn and can even indicate soil health. Clover, for example, can fix nitrogen in the soil, benefiting your grass. So myth number 6, all weeds are bad, is busted. Some might disagree with me on that, but that's okay. Myth number 7. Drought-tolerant grass doesn't need watering. The fact is, drought-tolerant grass seed and grasses might not need watering as frequently as other grasses, but they still need moisture to thrive, especially during prolonged dry periods. The fact is, all grass needs water. Myth number 7 is busted. Myth number 8, springtime is the best time to seed your lawn. And I know there might be varying opinions on this particular myth. But in my opinion, the fall season is the best time to overseed your lawn. Because cooler temperatures, increased rainfall, creates the ideal condition for your grass seed to germinate and grow. So in my opinion, myth number 7, myth number 8 is busted. Myth number 9, you should bag all grass clippings. The fact is, leaving clippings on the lawn, known as grass cycling, can help return nutrients to the soil and reduces the need for additional fertilization. So myth number 9 is busted. Myth number 10, all insects on your lawn are harmful. Not all insects are pests. There are earthworms, that are beneficial. They play a crucial role in maintaining soil health and controlling the harmful pest. And I'm not an expert on insects, but I do believe we can say that this myth is busted. And now for a word from my sponsor.
Are you tired of those spam calls about your online presence and website? I know you're nodding your head right now. Finding a company that knows the details about the lawn and landscape industry can be difficult. Well, I have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Green Frog Web Design. We all know growing your business in our digital age requires an effective online presence, a website geared towards bringing in new customers. With fierce competition and a never-ending line of Chuck in the Trucks ready to take your place, DIYing your online presence is not a serious option for growing businesses. Find a trustworthy and effective solution with Green Frog Web Design. Oh, and by the way, the first month for a new website is $1. Link is in the bio.
Myth number 11. New sod doesn't need to be watered right away. The fact is, new sod needs to be watered immediately and consistently to ensure that its roots properly grow and establish themselves into the soil. Myth number 11, busted. Myth number 12, you can seed and use weed killer at the same time. Most weed killers will prevent grass seeds from germinating. It's best to wait until the new grass is established before applying weed control products to your lawn. Myth number 12, busted. Myth number 13, you should fertilize right before it rains. heavy downpours can wash away fertilizer. Even granular fertilizer can be washed into small piles and cause fertilizer burn. You do not want to fertilize when you are expecting heavy downpours of rain. It is best to wait to apply fertilizer when you can water it lightly. Myth 13, busted. I see guys on their little permagreens or whatever piece of machinery they have in the pouring rain running around spreading fertilizer. Makes me wonder what they're doing. Myth number 14. Any grass seed will work in your lawn. This myth is busted automatically. Because you should select your grass seed according to your climate, your soil type, and the sun exposure. Choosing the wrong type of grass seed can lead to poor growth and a patchy lawn. Myth number 14, busted. Myth number 15, a thick, healthy lawn doesn't need weed control. A thick lawn can outcompete many weeds, but applying some type of weed control is still necessary if you want that showcase lawn. Myth 15, busted. Myth number 16. Aeration isn't necessary for a healthy lawn. This myth is busted because aeration relieves soil compaction, allowing water, air, and nutrients to reach the roots more efficiently. Myth 16, busted. Myth number 17, you can't overwater a lawn. Myth 17's busted because the fact is, overwatering can lead to shallow roots, increased disease risk. It's important to water based on your lawn's needs and your local conditions. Myth 18, fertilizer is a cure-all for my lawn problems. Fertilizer alone won't fix underlying issues like poor soil structure, pest, or improper watering. Myth 18 is busted. Fertilizer will not and is not a fix-all for your lawn. Myth 19. It's better to apply lawn care products in the middle of the day. Busted. In the middle of the day, the heat of the day, products can evaporate and decrease their effectiveness. Early morning or late evening is often better. Myth 19, busted. Myth number 20. You only need to focus on your lawn during the growing season. Lawn care is a year-round task. Myth number 20. Busted. I hope you have gained some insight in this podcast, and I hope you have found value in it. If you enjoy this podcast, please, on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and a kindly worded rating. On Spotify, leave us a comment under the show. If you would like to make a financial donation to this podcast, rss.com, hit the donate button. Your help and your support is appreciated. Remember to follow the links in our show notes. Remember, if you need a website, go to the Green Frog link in my show notes and get yourself set up with a nice professional website. I appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great day and a great week. Until we meet again, I wish you nothing but success.